As I think more about it, it's really the way I felt a long time about trying to fit my life. Some of those times, like during the 70s or 80s, before I even knew I was queer. And then up until, you know, when I was 50 years old, listening to country radio and feeling a bit of sadness and wistfulness because I could not fit my own queer life story into these songs that were written by men and women about relationships between men and women for the most part. And so that gave me a feeling of otherness that as a gay person is quite a familiar feeling.
Amy, I guess that's something you can relate to as well.
I mean, I had a lot of self-hate when I was discovering my queerness and having gender fluidity issues and stuff. And so I can really relate to that kind of place inside you that just can't get right. I think I just was like, this is who I am. I relate to the guy that wrote this song about the girl. I'm not going to relate to a girl that writes a song about a guy necessarily, except that I want to be that guy, probably. So I kind of just took that in stride and didn't really struggle against it in a way that, because I think because my gender is so masculine and I imagined myself in that role and before I knew how to articulate it, you know? And so I didn't have that sense of like, I need to have somebody writing gay songs for me. But I think it's a brilliant song. Emily didn't want to put it on the record at first. And I told her it was like the hit. And so we had to record it.
Emily, why didn't she want to put it on?
I had a feeling it was the weak song in the bunch. I was wrong. I'm glad that Amy said, no, we've got to do that song. And it seems that there's a lot of people out there who feel the same way that I did inside.
Well, I'm glad both of you came on today. I really appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's been totally an honor and we really appreciate it.
Emily Saliers and Amy Ray, known as the Indigo Girls, and their latest album, which is out now, is called Look Long.
Then I'm under the stars, regular at the bar, got a perfect...
And like the 90s, we are out of here. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow. And the moonlight is still...